AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Sarah Brady has died. Her world changed in 1981. Her husband, then White House Press Secretary James Brady, was shot in the head and was left paralyzed in the assassination attempt on President Ronald Reagan. Sarah and Jim Brady became activists for gun control.
Who could be better protected than Secret Service all around you? And yet, it was a gun in the wrong hands that a background check would have probably have caught.
The Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act was signed into law in 1993 by President Bill Clinton. Jim Brady died last year, and Sarah Brady died near Washington, D.C. She was 73. The search continues in eastern Kentucky for a mother and child swept away by rushing water. Flooding is a big problem in Louisville. This man says he saw the high water cause a road to collapse.
Never seen the road gone. I left out here by 6:30, by 6:20 this morning. It was only about a couple feet. Now it's all gone.
The mayor of Louisville says there were about 160 water rescues. There were weather issues elsewhere. In Kansas, six people were injured in a severe thunderstorm, and the Jabara Airport in Wichita was closed briefly because of storm debris on the airfield. In Oklahoma, the forecasters are investigating reports of a tornado. In Colorado, ice was the big weather problem. There was a 39-vehicle crash near Boulder, Colorado. Joe Ryben's car was one of the 39.
I just hit my brakes for about a quarter mile, and nothing happened. It just skidded all the way through, locked up, and went into all the other cars ahead of me.
There were no reports of any serious injuries. A Chinese-born American geologist is out of prison in China. Xu Feng served more than 8 years on charges of procuring state secrets. A human rights group says he returned to his family. This is AP Radio News. Hillary Clinton signed a lease on a building in New York. It's expected to be her presidential campaign headquarters.
A person familiar with the plan says Clinton has signed a lease for two floors in an office building in the Brooklyn Heights neighborhood. Clinton is expected to announce her presidential campaign in the coming weeks. The decision to sign the lease likely sets off a 15-day period in which presidential candidates are required to make their intentions known. The building also houses the U.S. Attorney's Office of Loretta Lynch, who has been nominated to be President Obama's next Attorney General. Ross Simpson, Washington.
An appeals court in California ruled yoga taught in a school district in San Diego does not violate the religious rights of students or their parents. A family had gone to court saying yoga promoted Hinduism and held back Christianity. The court ruled yoga may be religious to some extent, but it's devoid of any religious, mystical, or spiritual trappings. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.